Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Bavarian Podcast Works. This is Chuck Smith, and I am here to bring you the preview show ahead of Bayern Munich's big match in the Bundesliga against Mainz. Should be a nice way for Bayern Munich to rebound in the league. Mainz is struggling, of course, but the Bavarians have built some momentum after a huge win in the Champions League against Lazio on Tuesday. Everyone knows by now that Bayern Munich looked really, really good in that match. But the big question I think most people have is, can Bayern Munich sustain what they built upon in that match? Can they continue forward playing that way with those players? How much will Thomas Tuchel change things? Those are all things that we're going to cover on this show. But as we always do, let's take a look at where both teams are in the Bundesliga table. Bayern Munich, of course, is in second place behind table topper Bayer Leverkusen. Through 24 match days, Bayern Munich has 17 wins, 3 draws, and 4 losses. That's good for 54 points, which is a full 10 points behind Leverkusen. Depressing, isn't it? Bayern Munich has 65 goals for, 28 against. That is a goal differential of 37. Over the course of Bayern Munich's last 5 matches, they have 2 wins, 1 draw, and 2 losses. Last week, of course, was a very, very disappointing 2-2 draw against SC Freiburg, a match that Bayern Munich needed to win, one that they should have won. Oh, man, it's still, even with that Lazio win, it still pains me to go back to that because there was no reason to lose that Freiburg match at all. But Bayern Munich found a way, much like they have done many times this season, putting themselves in compromising positions to either come out with a draw or a loss. And it's just been one of those years for Bayern Munich. And of course, that is why Thomas Tuchel will not be back next season. But for as many people who are unhappy with Bayern Munich season, at least you're not a Mainz fan. The Carnival Club is having a terrible season. Sitting in 17th place through 24 match days, Mainz only has 2 league wins, has 10 draws and 12 losses. That's good for 16 points. That puts them 3 points ahead of last place Darmstadt, 1 point behind 16th place FC Köln. But from there, it's a huge gap. Up in 15th place is Bochum, which has 25 points. Union Berlin and Wolfsburg also have 25 points. Those 3 teams at the bottom of the table are in legitimate danger. I mean, Darmstadt is absolutely going to get relegated unless they have some dramatic turnaround and there's a collapse from someone else. Mainz has a little hope, but not much. I mean, their best chance is to get into the playoff spot, which Köln is sitting in. And at this point, man, it does not look good for the Carnival Club. Over the course of Mainz's last 5 games, they have 1 win, 2 draws, and 2 losses. Last week was a 1-1 knotted game versus Borussia Mönchengladbach. Not exactly the way that Mainz wants to enter the Allianz Arena this weekend, but this is what Mainz has been all season. It's very unfortunate for them because at times in previous seasons, they have been a team that could absolutely create headaches for a club like Bayern Munich. But nothing has really clicked for this Mainz squad. They have some key players who are coming off injuries. They're integrating some young players into the mix. They have a roster where you'll recognize a lot of names, but it just has not worked this season, and they are in grave danger of being relegated. And unfortunately for them, I do think that it is going to happen. When we talk about some of those names that you would recognize, Robin Zentner, of course, at goalkeeper, is one who at 29 has done a lot of good things in the Bundesliga, but he has been under constant duress. A fun name to keep an eye on for this match is Sepp Vandenberg, the Dutchman center back who can also play right back, but is mostly known for his potential as a center back. He's on loan from Liverpool. He is a very interesting prospect for a lot of reasons. Vandenberg, I think, is a player who could eventually develop into something, but at 22, he is getting to that age where he either is what he is or he's going to start to make that next leap. In fairness to him, with how bad this Mainz squad has been this season, it's pretty hard to really showcase yourself when you're on a team that has really floundered like this. So Vandenberg's a key player. If he gets the start against Bayern Munich, I'll be very interested to see how he does, because this is a kid who I think a lot of people had high hopes for at one point. So I would like to see what he could do on the big stage against a very good team. Other names that you would be aware of: Marco Richter, of course, Nadim Amiri, and another player who I'm very interested to watch if he gets his number called is Jonathan Burkhart. Burkhart, before having a catastrophic knee injury, was a striker who was really on Bayern, not just Bayern Munich's radar, but even the German national team. Burkhart is at 23, someone who just unfortunately seems like he had one of those knee injuries that ends up on the more serious spectrum. And he's had some trouble getting his form back. It has not been the best season for him by any means, but he is working back, and it always takes a couple of years. He's got 11 Bundesliga appearances and just 2 goals, which is unfortunate for him. But this is a kid, again, he's got some potential. Maybe as he continues to get healthier, maybe as he continues to build confidence in himself after that injury, it would be really nice to see him start to make some progress, because I do think that this is a kid who, you know, he had some potential, and you hate to see a career wrecked by something as unfortunate as that. And even after his knee injury, which, you know, kept him out a really long time, we're talking about 311 days of missed time, you know, he's had some fitness issues to get back in shape, and then suffered an illness in mid-February. So, man, this kid has had a really tough go the last two seasons, and it's unfortunate because there were a lot of really positive things about the way he played and about his game. It's just one of those situations where he's either going to have to persevere and fight through this and get himself as close to 100% as he can be, or this will be just another unfortunate tale of a young kid who suffered a bad, bad injury and really could never get back to where he was prior to that. So it's very interesting with ACLs these days, because it seems like some players come back and they don't miss a beat, and others just have horrendous rehabs and can't get back to where they were. It's just a shame. You hate to see it. Of course, if you're a soccer parent in the United States, this has become really the norm, as you know, we use turf over here, artificial turf, for the majority of the fields. And, you know, with that, you see a lot more of these injuries. It's super unfortunate anytime you see it, whether it's professional or whether it's a young kid. So hopefully Jonathan Burkhart can really start to make some progress and get his career back on track. It would be great to see that. Bayern Munich's own injury situation is, it's clearing up a little bit. Tarek Buchmann is still out, and he is not going to be back anytime soon. Nusar Mazraoui is still working out individually, at least at the time of this recording. He had that torn muscle fiber, which has sidelined him. Sacha Boué has come back to team training. He made his first appearance in team training on Wednesday in quite some time. But the question remains with him is, what kind of role does he even have anymore with this team? And without even having Mazraoui healthy, it seems like Tuchel's going to lean on Joshua Kimmich. You also have Konrad Leimer, who can play there. Just looking at things from a bigger perspective, aside of Mazraoui, Kimmich, and Leimer, you have Josip Stanisic on loan at Bayer Leverkusen. You have Bune Sar, who is out with an ACL, and his career with Bayern is effectively over. But I think Max Eberl, the reports we saw about how he felt about the Boué transfer, I think he was right. I think if those reports are true, Max Eberl said he would not have made the move, which in my mind, I'm translating that to he thought it was a panic move by Christoph Freund. And he's probably right. I don't know why at the time Bayern felt like it needed to pay that much for Sacha Boué. I guess if you have the cash, it doesn't hurt to spend it on what would be a depth resource, but I don't know if he's really got a future. And what we've seen of him so far, which granted is not a lot, is he's got a lot We've gotten a long way to go. His development still is not probably up to the level of a club like Bayern Munich. So it will be interesting to see what happens to him. I'm not saying he's going to get sold this summer, but I think he's going to eventually be in a position here where he's not going to be playing a lot. And you could be looking at a loan as early as next winter, just because I don't know where this guy is going to play. That said, Kimmich probably isn't a long-term option at right back. I doubt he wants to play there, but who knows? And Mesrali, I would say, is the best of the lot that Bayern Munich has at the moment. But the way he's been handled this season, who knows how he's feeling about the season under Thomas Tuchel and how he was used. There are a lot of variables at play here. So the right back situation will definitely be one of those areas that fans will keep an eye on for sure as things progress. Where else do we go? Who else is not available? Well, when you look at some of the other players on that injured list or unavailable list, Kingsley Coman is a player who is still making his rehab. He has not yet progressed to the point where he'll be ready, and that's expected. We know that he'll be out, expected to be out anyway, for a little bit longer. He had that medial ligament tear, and it's not as if that's an easy thing to recover from, and you don't want to rush a player like Coman back. Coman has been quite injury prone over the course of his career, so you don't want to take any chances with a player like him, obviously. So the longer he's out, probably the better for his long-term prospects. Leroy Sané made his return. We're just talking about him being injured because you don't know if he's got it in the tank to come back so quickly. Of course, that did not stop Thomas Tuchel from running him right back into the ground against Lazio. Would have been really nice to see Sané take that step and get some time off, take that step off to the bench and get some time, because as much as I think it was a good idea to start him, I don't think leaving him in for the 89 minutes or whatever it was a great idea. So it's very unfortunate. And, I'm worried that you get to this match and Sané not just is still feeling a little banged up, but is also a little bit fatigued, because I do think the heavy wear and tear on him has been a big reason, one, why he got injured, and two, why he started to really slow down with his production. But otherwise, injuries, this is not a horrible situation for Bayern Munich to work through. Serge Gnabry was back on the bench against Lazio. So, at this point, it's not as bad as it was, and Tuchel has some options if he wants to use them. It'll really just be a matter of what Tuchel wants to do and where he wants to use players. And we'll get into all of that right after this break. Hang with us. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the preview show. This is Chuck Smith. Thanks for hanging with us there. Obviously, this is a match for Bayern Munich against Mainz where you want to see them continue onward and build off of the momentum that they really started with that win over Lazio. And a lot of that will probably be determined by who Thomas Tuchel starts. Aside of those injuries we talked about in the last segment, we also know that Alexander Pavlovic is out serving a yellow card suspension for this match. That does complicate things a bit. How will Thomas Tuchel use these players that he has at his disposal? I think I have an idea, but let's be honest. Every week I sit here and I do this, and every week I'm pretty much wrong, because who can predict what Tuchel is going to do? Let's take a look at how Bayern Munich might line up for this one. Manuel Neuer, I think, will get the call once again, because why not? Neuer's been really, really good this season. How can you argue with the results? Neuer has just, he continues to prove everyone who doubted him wrong. I mean, think about it. As long ago as like 4 or 5 years ago, people were already writing him off as being done. And here we are, it's 2024, and the guy does not look like he's slowing down at all. So credit to Manuel Neuer for his persistence and overcoming a multitude of injuries over the years. At center back, this is an interesting choice. We have Matthijs de Ligt, who I just think continues to show why it's so absurd that Thomas Tuchel left him on the bench for so much of this season. I think de Ligt gets the start. He was tremendous against Lazio. I think you need to give de Ligt some time. I'm also a fan of rotation, so I want to keep de Ligt healthy, but I don't think there's any doubt in my mind, again, that de Ligt is the best center back on this team, and we've seen it a lot. We've seen a lot of the same issues this season. We've seen Dio Upamecano, who's been very, very good, struggle on the big stage. We've seen Kim Min-jae come in with a lot of, let's be honest, there was a lot of hype around him, and he's been good, but not great. I don't see any reason why Tuchel demanded to start him so much and run the poor South Korean defender into the ground like he did. It's insane to me the way that Kim Min-jae was handled. I honestly think his performances would have been better with less playing time, but what do I know? So I'll go with De Ligt, and I will say that in this instance, Tuchel's going to stick with Eric Dier and leave Upamecano and Kim Min-jae on the bench. It's probably not a popular decision because I think a lot of people will want to see Upamecano coming off multiple red card suspensions. I think that Kim Min-jae is a player who a lot of people want to see, and he's a popular guy, and there's absolutely no doubting that. It's an instance where people really do like the guy, and I think that that's influencing how they've assessed his performances. And I'm not even saying he's been bad, because I don't think he's been a bad signing by any means, but I don't think, you know, he's been as great as a lot of people are touting him to be. I don't think he's been better than Matthijs de Ligt. And can he beat de Ligt in a foot race? I don't know. Probably. But, I mean, it's not track. I mean, nobody's passing anyone a baton here and doing laps around the track. So I'm okay with de Ligt being there. And I think that Tuchel might be in a position where he wants to now get Upamecano and Kim Min-jae some of that rest that they probably have needed for quite a while. And this is a good opportunity to do that. Dier has played well. De Ligt has played well. Why not stick with it? Why not get Upamecano and Kim Min-jae fresh for the stretch run here? You might need them in the Champions League, that's for sure. The outside back positions, this is another interesting selection for Tuchel. I think it will be Joshua Kimmich once again, with Alexander Pavlovich out with a yellow card suspension. That pretty much assures that Konrad Laimer will get a look in the midfield, but we'll see how it goes. We could see Rafael Guerrero get the push to the midfield from left back. So Tuchel's got options, let's be honest. So I'll say Kimmich will play right back. At left back, going to go with Guerrero again. I think he did well enough against Lazio that he's earned more time. And let's be honest, Alphonso Davies is in the midst of many transfer rumors right now. I think Bayern Munich has all but acknowledged that those are legitimate by some of the statements that they've had. The club itself doesn't have any obligation to play Davies right now. He's also coming off of an injury, so maybe the more rest for him, the better, and you could also give him some good sub minutes. I just don't know if there's a reason to take Guerrero out at the moment. I'm not saying he's better than Davies by any means, but I kind of just want to roll with what got Bayern Munich to this point. And I'm talking about going from Tuesday to Saturday here, not the season. So I'll go with the back line of De Ligt, Dier, Guerrero, and Kimmich once again. If Thomas Tuchel decides he's going to change that, yeah, I think you would have many, many options you could use here. But I do think Kimmich being a standard at right back is probably here to stay for the immediate future anyway. In the central midfield, as we talked about, it does get interesting because Pavlovich, yellow card suspension. Leon Goretzka, I would think, would reprise his role in the central midfield and be joined by Konrad Laimer. I guess an X factor here is if Davies does start, that you could see Guerrero push into a central midfield role. That's a possibility. I would not discount that. I don't think Tuchel is all that big a fan of Laimer, to be honest. I think he sees Laimer as more just as a bench role player, and maybe that's what he is. I don't know. I like Laimer a little bit more than that. I just don't think he's a starter at Bayern Munich. Maybe Tuchel feels the same way. I don't know. But either way, I'm going to predict that Laimer does get the start this week because Tuchel will want to keep Guerrero at left back. So Laimer and Goretzka in the central midfield. And again, the attacking foursome, you have options here. With Serge Gnabry back, Tuchel could be tempted to use him. I doubt it in a starting role, but there's always that possibility, especially against Mainz. Brian Zaragoza, who Bayern absolutely, again, panicked to bring to town early, can't sniff the field. So I would love to know why that's the case. I mean, this is a guy who Bayern felt the need to bring in and pay extra for, yet there's no plan for how to use him. And it seems like either he got here and is not ready to play at the level Bayern Munich expected, or that Tuchel just doesn't have confidence in him at all. And that's would be unfortunate if that's the case. But you have those two options. I don't think they'll get their numbers called this week. I do think Harry Kane will be the striker. I do think Jamal Musiala will be in the mix in that attacking foursome. If I had to guess, I would think Tuchel will pretty much play it the same. Play Thomas Muller, play Jamal Musiala, and play Leroy Sané. I don't think Tuchel can help himself with Sané. I don't know what it is between the relationship with those two guys, but Tuchel seems to lean on Sané so much. And Sané, I know he doesn't want to come off the field, and I'm sure he has made Tuchel well aware of that, but it's borderline ridiculous that the guy's coming off an injury. This is a perfect time to give Matisse Tell some extra run and get him a start. Maybe that's the way Tuchel will go. Maybe he'll see that Zane's prospects for this season might be helped with a little more rest in this instance. It's not like you can't bring him off the bench if you need to. I mean, you shouldn't need to against Mainz. But either way, I think Tuchel will play it safe and he'll stick to that attacking quartet, which worked so well against Lazio. Kane, Musiala, Muller, and Zane. Some outside options would, of course, be Tell or Gnabry, but I just don't think we will see them. I think Chubo at this point is probably an afterthought on Thomas Tuchel's roster. So that's how I think they will line up. Would like to know how you think it will be different. Like I said, there are a lot of options. There are a lot of different ways things can go because of the versatility that some of these Bayern Munich players have. It could offer Tuchel a lot of chances to move people around, even toy with the formation a bit. But he's got interesting selections to make, and no matter what he does, it's going to tick off some people for sure. As far as where this team goes, how it's going, will Tuchel maintain what he has built up through that Lazio match? I would love to have faith that Tuchel's going to use the same kind of tactics, use the same kind of personnel decision-making that he did in the last game. I don't know. I mean, history tells us even when things work, Tuchel will ultimately revert to doing what he wants to do rather than what is working. And that has been a primary theme of his tenure at Bayern Munich. It always reverts back to that. It's never about what works best for the team or what is best or who plays best. It doesn't matter. Tuchel goes back to what he wants to do. Now, at this point, the team is in desperation mode. Tuchel is trying to save face. Even though he still has a great reputation as a coach, he doesn't want to be known as the guy that botched Bayern's entire season and made the team go trophyless, because nobody wants that hanging around their neck, to be honest. It's a terrible look for any coach, especially with a roster as loaded as Bayern Munich's. Tuchel absolutely, I think, will push to finish this team's the season strong and hopefully make a big run at the Champions League. The Bundesliga is probably gone. I don't know how Bayern Munich can make up the points. I mean, anything is possible, as we learned last season. This just seems like Bayer Leverkusen is at a whole nother level that's not capable of being touched by most teams in the Bundesliga, which will make it very difficult for them to drop any points moving forward. So what will Tuchel do? Will he lean on what worked, or will he go back to his old way of thinking, go back to the players that he wants to use, and risk putting the season back off track? I would love to say Tuchel won't do that. I really would. But this guy has proven me wrong so many times. Every time I think he's turned the corner, he makes a decision that makes me think that he is never going to change as a coach, and he's always going to revert back to doing things his way, no matter what his eyes are telling him about what is going on the pitch. So what will happen? Who knows? But the one thing I am sure of this week is that Bayern Munich is going to get the win. I think Mainz will be ramped up for the game. I think they will absolutely fight with Bayern Munich. I think they will work to pack it in and make it very difficult for Bayern to score. But I think Bayern has enough talent and maybe enough motivation at this point, and maybe enough energy that they finally have woken up and figured out that we either need to play for ourselves or continue to sulk. And I think they've turned the corner with that, and they are ready to make one last run at this, even if it is just in the Champions League. So I will say Bayern Munich 4, Mainz 0. I know that is very optimistic, but a lot of you thought I was crazy picking Bayern 3 over Lazio and like a broken clock. Sometimes I am right at least twice a day, and I was on point on that one. So hopefully my predictions stay true. If you've been following the weekend warm-up column, you know it has not been a great season for me picking games. So I will take any little victory I can get. That'll about wrap it up for this show. We appreciate you hanging in with us, especially with the schedule that we have. Trying to stick to our four primary shows, the flagship, the weekend warm-up, the preview, and the post-game, and give you guys the regular schedule that you've told us you want. So hopefully you are enjoying that. As always, you can get me at the Barrel Blog on Twitter. You can get the site at Bavarian FB Works. You can get I Need No Name at BFWINNN. You can get our Tweetmeister, Tom Adams, at TommyAdams71. You can get all of our great podcasters and writers at BavarianFootballWorks.com. We will have all of the coverage on this match, our initial analysis, our match awards, our observations, our post-game podcast, our predicted lineups, everything. You'll get everything leading up to the match, everything during the match through our game thread, and everything after the match with all of our reactions. So we appreciate you hanging in. We are definitely the place to be for Bayern Munich and German soccer. So hang with us there. Have a couple of beers on me. Enjoy the match. And we will see you next time.